It's 8:57, 79 degrees. Time to check in with Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Markets seem to be clawing back slowly after setting new contract lows in most markets over the last several days. Japan announced an ambitious economic stimulus package overnight, so we'll be working to sort through the details on that today. Also be aware that the FOMC concludes its two-day monthly meeting today and will make a policy decision this afternoon. The market is indicating about a 20% chance of an interest rate hike today and about a 40% chance of an interest rate hike before the end of the calendar year. Current price action, we've currently got December corn up 4 3/4 at 344 1/4. March for next year, 353, also up 4. August beans up 18 1/4 as we speak at 10.11, or actually 10.12 a bushel. November new crop beans, 9.92, up 18 1/4. Soybean meal advancing nicely, it currently up $7 at basis of December at 345.30. And soybean oil up a touch at 30.11 cents a pound. Got September Chicago wheat 419.5, also up 4.5. December wheat 445.5, up 3 3/4. Kansas City wheat up 3 3/4 at 442 1/4, and Minneapolis wheat also advancing nicely, up 7.5. Crude oil this morning has basically trimmed losses to minor gains, currently at 43.02 a barrel, and the dollar index is narrowly mixed. Livestock markets cattle up about, or pardon me, down about 37 cents, and hogs down about 42 cents. All things considered, volume and open interest numbers yesterday showed the funds continued to extend their short position in corn, and otherwise not very notable changes in the soybean oil or the wheat. Markets continue to gravitate towards stimulating demand. Monday gave us the 16th consecutive week of 1 million metric tons or higher from corn exports. This probably means we need to continue to stimulate livestock expansion. Hog marketing numbers are on the rise, but the weights are off modestly, probably due to increased heat stress and lower cash bids. Ethanol production numbers are out later on this morning, so we'll see if that gives the markets any kind of direction. Thanks, Brian, and hope everybody has a fantastic day.
Thank you very much, Bill Gentry. We appreciate it. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana.